The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, Perek Tes Halacha Dalet, says, "Shnavi Shomer B'din B'din Ei Torah." If a Navi comes and says from any din in the din Ei Torah, Shem Tzivaloi Shadin Kach, he comes and reports to us that Hashem says that this is the din. V'alocha Divrei Pliny, and the Halacha is according to a certain opinion, based on Nevuah, Hareza Navi Sheker. The Rambam uses a very sharp word. The Rambam says he's considered a Navi Sheker, V'yichonik, and he's M'chuyiv Misa. Abish Asa Ois. Even if he brings proof, Sherebo Lahachish Hatoira, by doing what he's doing, by saying that the Halacha is based on Nevuah, the Halacha is based on Oisis, he's doing the wrong thing. Because the Torah says, Loi b'shamayim, he says, the Rambam. The Halacha was not given l'shamayim. The Torah was given to us, to the Chachamim, to decide what the Halacha is. And Rashi, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches, Amin Aleph, Devarei Maskul Mayim, says, Issa v'heta enet t'loyim b'Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi can't make decisions about Issa v'heta. Kiven shalai b'shamayim. The Torah was not given b'shamayim. It's given with the way the Torah should be learned in this world. Based on this, ask the Tzofnas Paneach an obvious question. Al Gemara says that there's a question. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi B'chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what's going to be the halacha? Roch chazir shikaruch achar rochel, ptura mina b'chayra, v'asur b'achila, ad yovei v'yorit tzadik l'chem. Until Mashiach will come and tell us the halacha. Rashi says, until Eliyahu comes to tell us what the halacha is. So we have an obvious question. From here it seems that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be able to paskin the Shaila. And we just quoted Rashi and the Rambam, who are so severe about teaching us Loi B'Shamayim. He. So the simple teretz, which is offered by the Nemuke Chaim, is that it's not that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to paskin the Shaila based on Nevuah, based on Oisos, because that is not permissible. Rather, Eliyahu HaNavi is a Talmud Chacham on top of being everything else. And Eliyahu HaNavi is going to paskin the Shaila based on a halachic basis. However, there are others that want to suggest that there's a nafkamina if the Navi wants to paskin a shaila based on b'shamayim, saying that I heard in b'shamayim that this is the halacha, or if he's going to paskin, just give us the metzias. The metzias, Eliyahu, we can rely on a Navi. So if Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell us the metzias is that this is the child, or even if Eliyahu HaNavi is going to help us, as the Gemara ponders, to tell us that according to Shimon Gamliel, a mother only connects with its own child, based on that, the halacha, then we can, for that we can rely on Eliyahu HaNavi. Although, that's not so clear. Because the Mishnah, in Masechta Idyos, Perikhes Mishnah Zayin, says that Rav Shimon holds that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come L'hashvois Machlaikas, to straighten out, to confirm all different questions. The Chum disagree. The Chum say, Loi l'rachit v'loi l'karev, el las ha-sholem ba'olam. Shenemar, hine anoich ha-sholeich l'hem es Eliyahu HaNavi, v'heishiv leiv ovois abonim, v'leibonim avoisam. Seems that this is the machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim. The Rav Shimon holds that Eliyahu HaNavi will be able to make these types of decisions, whereas the Chachamim hold that Eliyahu HaNavi can't. So it turns out, and it seems that the Rambam is following the opinion of the Chachamim. So what will the Chachamim do with our Gemara? So the Chidah proves that everybody agrees, that even the Rambam agrees, that a question which is a metzias, that's not what Rav Shimon and the Chacham are debating in that Mishnah Masechta Ijus. When it's a machloikis in a metzias, everybody agrees that we could rely on a Navi. We could rely on Eliyahu HaNavi. And actually, I saw a number of rayas to that point. The Gemara, the Torah Tamima, in Parshas Bishalach, in the Parshas Amon, explains the Gemara in Masechta Yuma, Daf Ayin Hei Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, God loving, Shemalman Avonisayim Shal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Shem Shem Novi Hayimagalam Yisrael. Just like the Navi had the ability to tell Kaius Omashu V'churim Shivstakim, that incredible power to tell what's going on in someone's house, Kach Hamon Magalem L'Yisrael, the Mon was able to tell Klal Yisrael, Mash B'churim V'Shabab Stokim, Ketzad, Shneim Shabal L'Fnei Moshe L'Din, Zama Avdi Gunafta, V'Zama Ata Mechartali. Two individuals approach Moshe Rabbeinu with a dispute. Reuven says, this Eved belongs to me, and Shimon says, you sold him to me. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Amal ha Moshe, Laboika Mishpat. Lamochem nimtsu oimra bebeis rabbi rishin, biyudu shizeh gamvay. Bebeis rabbi sheni, biyudu shizeh machrolay. The Gemara says that in the morning, the mom fell for every family. And for every person in the family, there was a portion of mom. For the avodim of that family, there were also portions of mom. So says the Gemara, we see in the morning who got the extra portion. If Reuven has the extra portion, it's a proof that this Eved belongs to Reuven. If Shimon got the extra portion, it's a proof that Shimon is the owner of the Eved. So isn't this a perfect example of a Shemayim relying on a Neis Min HaShemayim to determine who owns the Eved, yet we're relying on it? So we see that when it comes to prove a metzias, we could rely on a Navi. Another raya, the Chidah says, that indeed, that when there is a question of Issa v'Heter, we can't rely on a Navi. But when there is a question of a metzias, that then we can rely on a Navi. He quotes the Gemara in the Sefer Metzia, Perek HaMafkid, where there is a dispute between two people who owns a certain item. The Gemara says, Yimunach, that should stay there, Ach Yov Elio, until Elio HaNavi comes. But if we're learning, says the Chidah, that Loi B'Shemayim He, and we can't rely on what a Navi says, so what's pshat in the Gemara? Hey Munach, Achi Yov Elio. The answer is that Yemunach Achi Yov Elio is here. Elio is going to tell us a metzias. Who is the owner of this object? To the determine a metzias, on that we could rely on Elio HaNavi. But then there's a different approach to this question, which the Sam Sofer speaks about in the Shailos HaTshuvos Sam Sofer. Chelik Vav Simet Tzadiches. He said, and with that, the fact that Rashi is very careful that when the Gemara says Ad Yovah V'Yor Tzadik Lechem, the Rashi says specifically he refers to Eliyahu HaNavi. Says the Chasam Sofer, who is Eliyahu HaNavi? Who is Eliyahu HaNavi? Is Eliyahu HaNavi a malach? Or is Eliyahu HaNavi a regular person? Says the Chasam Sofer, it depends on how Eliyahu HaNavi reveals himself. If Eliyahu HaNavi reveals himself like a person, then he's treated like a person. If Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't reveal himself like a human being, then he's not considered a human being. So says the Chasam Sofer, now, according to the Chasam Sofer, our Gemara is very gishmak. Rashi saying, on whom are we relying to paskin the Shaila? We're relying on Eliyahu HaNavi to paskin the Shaila. And the Chasam Sofer will tell us that what Rashi also means to say, it's as Eliyahu HaNavi reveals himself as a regular human being. When Eliyahu HaNavi reveals himself as a regular human being, so then he's a Talmud Chacham that could pass Kana Shaila as well as any other Talmud Chacham, and we wouldn't have a problem of Loi Bashamayim.